You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio. We are here at Site Village London, and we are at the Glidance stand, and joining me from Glidance is Amos Miller. Amos, thank you for joining us.
Hey, good to see you again.
Good to see you again. Now, the last time we spoke to you was at the end of May, when we took part in your demo at London Paddington Station, and we had a look at the latest Glide device at that point. So before we talk about what's changed and what's different with Glide, can you tell people what Glide is?
Yeah, so Glide is a new primary mobility aid using two wheels. It's basically a robot, autonomous robot. It's got two wheels on the ground, a long handle. You hold the handle, you nudge the device forward, and you simply walk, and Glide autonomously steers the way. You follow where the device is guiding, avoiding obstacles, maintaining a line, finding targets in the environment. Feels a lot like working with a dog, but it's on wheels.
The last time I've used Glide was May a few months ago. So what has been changed with Glide in the kind of models we have here compared to what we saw at the end of May?
Yeah, so just again, for context for everyone, like, we've been developing the device. The device is still in development. What we've worked on since you saw the device last in May is two things. Mainly, one thing is the physical design of the device. What you tried in May was still a 3D printed prototype. We are now literally weeks before we get into manufacturing, so the device that we're showing here today is pretty much the version that's going to, with a few more tweaks, the version that's going to go into manufacturing. It's got that metal base, adjustable stem with the two joints that you can collapse it all the way down or extend it all the way up. It comes with the cameras embedded into the handle. It's a very rugged device. The wheels are detachable easily. You can snap them on and off easily. So really getting to the final design of the device with the electronics and everything inside. It's super quiet, by the way. I think people have noticed how quiet, whisper quiet, the new device is, which is also a lot of fun. And on the software side, we've been doing a lot of work on outdoor performance. So dealing with sidewalks, grass vergers, walking in parks, walking in basically all the different outdoor spaces that are not necessarily delineated by walls, but they require a lot more AI to determine what's a walkable space and what isn't.
Now, one of the things I've heard some users in the UK mention is adapting Glide's understanding of UK-based outdoor spaces, such as dropped curbs and things like that. You know, what you're doing in terms of, you know, differentiating between, you know, outdoor factors that UK may have different to the US or vice versa.
Yeah, so this is mainly to do with collecting data and training our AI models to make those distinctions. We basically have built out an AI training pipeline, it's called. It's basically the ability to drive the device in different places, get that data uploaded to the cloud, pre-processed, then using that data to train the AI models and then distribute the retrained models back onto the different devices. We mainly collected data currently in US and Canada spaces, and we now have the model, the system that does that learning being scaled up, and we'll be able to start collecting data in the US here in the UK to train Glide to deal with the UK types environments.
Is there a timeline for when this might happen?
It's all tied to the rollout timeline that we've been talking with folks about. Basically, spring 26, when we will begin to roll out devices to people who have pre-ordered the devices, and around that, so you can see the first half of 2026, where we will really start to lean into getting that data, getting the testing happening in different locations in the UK, and getting over, you know, training the device to deal with UK situations. I would always add the caveat, and I hope everybody appreciates that by now, that this is a very new kind of device. I think that we will learn as the moment people start to use the devices in various home situations and environments, we will learn more and more about where we need to train the models more and tweak things in the way that they work. That's why we're going with a fairly gradual but very determined rollout in order to really get to that learning phase at a much broader scale than we have been able to do to date.
When it comes to availability, you've mentioned that people have already pre-ordered some devices. Do you still have pre-orders available?
We do have, for a limited time, we've opened another pre-order program right now. There's a lot of people who were asking us for that. The first batch of pre-orders from last year will be the first to receive the device, and like I said, that's going to start in the spring of 26. The second batch, which are taking pre-orders right now, will come after that, which I imagine that to be late 26, early 27, when we'll be able to start rolling out those devices.
And if people would like to make a pre-order, how can they go about that?
It's guidance.io is our website. If you are not registered, just first name, last name, email address, and that enables people to keep track of all the updates. We send a newsletter, but we also have a Zoom call every month that we highly recommend people join. Hundreds of people join that every month. Very lively, lots of learning. Our whole team is there and talking with people, listening and asking questions. So that's really the best thing to do. And then you can go onto the website as well and pre-order the device if you feel that you're ready to take the come on the journey with us. And I would say it's a journey. It's we call the pre-orders our original round of pioneers. We have pathfinders now, but I think these are all terms that I want to highlight are early adopters of a new technology, exciting technology, and we're excited to work with the community on the development of that.
It's fantastic, fantastic. You're working with the community as well. It's been also interesting following your journey throughout the development, and we look forward to hearing more about it. But for now, Amos Miller from Glidance, thank you very much for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much, Hubert.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.